101.9 FM.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can voice it.
Yeah, yeah. Please voice
this
one.
That's the
wrong mic. I forgot.
You f*** dip***. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discord or Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
People are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
The perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
city council, school board, parks board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office. The newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
London, 1890.
Bomb goes off in East End! Read all about it! Bomb goes off in Fish Alley in the East End! Read all about it!
Terrible mess, sir. Blood everywhere.
I wonder who he was.
God knows. Probably some anarchist out to damage the paintwork on a bridge and got careless with the bomb.
Who found him?
A tramp. A bloke called Michael Finn.
Finn? Where is he now?
I don't know, sir. We seem to have mislaid him.
With a name like that doesn't surprise me, Sergeant.
Excuse me, sir.
Well, what is it, Constable?
I've just found a bit of the dead man's overcoat.
Well, let me see it, will you?
It's got the maker's label on.
Mm-hmm. Good God.
Sir?
His label. It's a Savile Row address.
Oh, he's nothing sacred.
Apparently not. Find this tailor, Sergeant.
Sir?
And don't come back until he tells you who he made this coat for.
Right, sir.
Meet me back at the yard.
Hello, Bert.
Good evening, sir.
I gather from the desk, Sergeant, you've got a fresh face down here.
Just the one, sir. Come in about half an hour ago.
Hmm. Anyone we know?
Oh, I doubt it. Some tramp found in the river. There he is. Not very pretty, is he?
Oh. Who was he?
A bloke called Michael Finn.
Finn is dead. He's just been pulled out of the river.
It doesn't surprise me, sir. I've got a feeling it's going to be one of those sort of cases.
Sergeant?
Our bomb victim in Fish Alley, sir. He was a member of the upper crust. No less a person than Sir Robert Steelwell.
Are you sure?
Positive, sir. The tailor recognised the label at once.
And what was the permanent secretary for war doing in that part of the city?
I don't know. But there was another interesting bit of information that overcoat contained. Found them in the snuff box pocket.
What was that?
Two tickets for a performance of Mr. Richard Mace as a fellow.
Ah, thespian friend. I wonder if he's involved.
Excuse me, sir. The assistant commissioner would like to see you.
Thank you, Constable.
Well, perhaps he'll know what Sir Robert was doing in Fish Alley.
Sit down. Don't clutter the place up. You chaps seem to take up so much room. Just spent the last hour with the Home Secretary. Blighter nearly talked me ear off.
Business, sir.
More than you comprehend, Inspector.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, Maitland. I've got to be vague. National security's involved. The Minister won't even tell me the whole story.
Are we off the case, sir?
Certainly not. these Secret Service johnnies might be au fait with foreigners. They don't know their way around London, not like you chaps do.
What are we looking for, sir?
Anything to do with a man called Casper Gutman.
Gutman, sir?
We're not even sure that that's his real name. It's the one he's using at the moment. We're not even sure of his nationality. But he's definitely the spider at the center of this particularly nasty web.
Yes, have you any ideas where we'll find him, sir?
What? No, it's your job to find him. Use your contacts. Any scrap of information about him is useful. Who his henchmen are, how he recruits them, anything. But be careful. Discretion is vital.
All right, sir.
Good. You'll be relieved of all other duties while on this case. And, I'll personally endorse anything you do.
Thank you, sir.
See the armorer before you leave.
Must we, sir?
You're dealing with dangerous men, Sergeant. Men who inhabit dark corners. You might need to flush them out. Now, it's getting late, gentlemen. Go home. Get a good night's sleep. Start tomorrow fresh.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck. And keep me in touch.
Ten o'clock, and the fog's hardly begun to clear.
Yeah. Take a nip of this. Not to keep the cold out.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Driver?
Sir?
Can't you go any faster?
Sorry, Gov. Me horse is using a white stick already.
The humour of the average London cabbie never ceases to make me cringe.
Yes, sir. Who are we going to see first, sir?
I thought we might pay Todd a visit. If there's anything worth knowing, he'll be able to tell us.
He's a bit pricey, sir.
But the best, and it's the best we'll need on this case. Driver! Whitechapel Road, as fast as you can. Hello, Todd.
Oh, Inspector Maitland. And Sergeant Van, too.
How are things, Todd?
Could be better.
Yeah, that's a nasty cut that you've got on your face.
Yes. An unfortunate accident. The city seems to grow more violent by the hour.
We've noticed.
Even top-notch civil servants aren't safe.
They put you on that case, have they, Inspector?
Who else, Todd? Who else? Now I need the help of the best pair of ears in London.
Oh, indeed, sir.
Indeed, Todd. What can you tell me about a man called Casper Gutman?
Oh. Well,
he'll be well paid, Todd.
It's not the money, good sirs. I'll know you're reliable customers.
But what?
It's difficult to explain.
Are you working for Gutman?
No. Not exactly.
Look, Todd, when I've come to you in the past, you've been a bubbling cauldron of information. And I know you employ half the narcs in London to ensure that cauldron stays on the boil.
What are you afraid of, Todd?
Nothing. My life is as open as a brothel on pavement.
Then help us.
We'll look after you.
Look, gentlemen, there are certain areas of criminal activities that are best left alone. Do you see my cheek? I didn't get this gash by careless shaving. I don't want to know nothing about this business. Look, the only thing I can tell you is you're looking for someone very big.
Come on, Sergeant. We're wasting our time here.
Yes, sir. Here you are, then. Todd?
What's this for?
To pay for the stitches on your face. We wouldn't want you to be out of pocket.
Well, sir, what now? Back to the yard?
We could try Mr. Bevo. He's always been a very good source in the past.
Well, if Todd's been warned off, it's unlikely Beaver will know anything. We'd be better off approaching the individual now.
Or we could try Richard Ness.
You think he'd help someone?
Haven't you got no eyes, mister?
Only for a pretty ankle. My apologies to your horse, sir.
Hey, come here, you!
Did you see who that was?
I did, sir. Round
the right hand of Richard Mace. Perhaps this is an omen, Sergeant. After him!
Barman, a large brandy and two pints of your best ale.
This is an unexpected pleasure, gents.
It's been a long time, Rowntree.
You're still Mr. Macy's dresser, are you?
Oh, yes. The governor and I are inseparable, in spite of the fact he owes me 3 months' wages.
I've been meaning to come and see his performance of Othello.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I hear he's very good.
The governor's in great form. Well, at least he was.
The theatre's closed?
Upset the Lord Chamberlain again, then?
Nothing like that. It's just for repairs. Well, you know what the governor's like. He can't stand to be idle.
Well, perhaps we can offer him a small diversion.
Well, what's up?
We are investigating the Steelwell affair.
Are you? How can the governor help?
Does he still go drinking in the East End?
Occasionally.
Same places? And in disguise?
You know the gov. He can't stop acting. I'm certain he'll come back for an encore after his funeral.
He's made himself a very interesting collection of friends. Some of the best informed people in the underworld.
Yeah, Mr. Mace never was very discerning about the company he keeps.
In the past, he was able to supply us with some very useful information.
The times have changed, gents. When the governor goes drinking nowadays, he hears nothing.
We wouldn't trouble him if it wasn't important.
At least ask him.
I don't know.
For old time's sake.
All right, I'll have a word with him. But I don't promise anything.
Where have you been, Rowntree?
To buy you a bottle.
You've been an age.
Sorry, Gov.
Pour me a glass at once.
Yes, right.
Is this walking stick yours?
No, Gov. A visitor left it.
When?
Yesterday evening. Give it here.
Where's my drink?
Here we are.
Nectar.
I met a couple of friends in the pub.
Since when do we have friends? I am an actor. I know only creditors and critics, none of whom I would remotely consider friends.
It was Inspector Maitland and Sergeant Bound.
Policemen, creditors, lackeys. Did they try to serve a summons on you?
Yeah, of course not. They wanted to talk to you.
A ruse, some lowbrow trick to get me out of the theatre.
They need your help.
Such irony, I can't even help myself. Refill my glass.
Yeah, it's a case they're on.
Those days are in the past. I'm no longer prepared to stalk the East End in some stupid disguise, searching out scraps of information. My drink, Rowntree!
Come in, Governor.
I'm so bored. I need to work.
It's not much longer.
4 more days. I'm sure the gates of Bedlam will receive me before the curtain rises on Monday. Stop fiddling with that stick!
Oh, sorry, Gov.
Who does it belong to?
Well, I told you, I don't know.
Probably a creditor. How dare he enter my dressing room when I'm not here? Burn it. At least I might continue to warm myself at his expense.
There's a silver band on it.
Remove it. It'll buy me another bottle.
There's a name. Marlin. That's a new one.
I don't ask their names. I simply spend their money.
It's a heavy old stick. You could fetch someone a right old bash with it.
Just remove the band.
That's what I'm trying to do. Oh, no.
Don't tell me the band is only silver-plated.
The band's silver, all right. But the center of the cane is steel. It's a sword stick.
So?
I don't like it, Gov. People visiting us with this sort of thing?
It's better than the bailiffs. Don't wave that thing around.
Sorry, Gov.
Yes?
There's a gent to see you, Mr. Mace.
I'm only at home to the Prince of Wales.
Since when have you known the Prince of Wales?
It's Mr. Marlin, sir. He called yesterday evening.
Obviously a return for his spike. All right, show him in, Rowntree.
Do you think that's wise, Gov?
How should I know? I'm an actor, not an intellectual.
We don't know what he wants.
It's quite likely that he will tell us. Resheath that thing, will you?
Mr. Marlin, sir.
Ah, good day.
That is my cane.
Oh, really? It's beautiful workmanship. Allow me to polish it for you.
Are you Richard Mace?
At your service.
My card. I'm here on behalf of the Duke of Cambridge.
Do I owe him money too?
The Duke has recently acquired a new estate in Cornwall.
Well, that's nice.
And this weekend he's giving his first house party.
Are we invited?
His Grace wishes everything to be perfect.
Of course.
Including the entertainment.
No.
I'm instructed to engage you.
Oh, what a pity. I'm so sorry. I always hate to disappoint nobility, but I have booked up for weeks.
Your theatre is closed.
Temporarily. And I do have other obligations. My charity work.
Eh?
I have many interests. Dr. Barnardo is a personal friend, you know.
I am instructed to offer you 250 guineas.
I? His Grace is most generous. What are you doing, Roundtree?
I'm packing, Governor.
You accept?
It's such a large fee for one weekend's work.
You may accept less if you wish.
Or donate the fee to your favourite charity, Governor?
True.
His Grace wants the best, and he's prepared to pay for it.
Such generosity is difficult to refuse.
Good. Here is half your fee. You may bring your servant with you if you wish. The train leaves within the hour.
What? Today?
Where am I supposed to be going?
Cornwall. The instructions are in this envelope. Good day, gentlemen.
A large brandy, Roundtree.
Are you going, Governor?
I suppose I must. I have accepted his coin.
I don't like it.
A moment ago, you were packing my bags.
I was momentarily blinded by greed, and I just remembered his sword stick. They're sneaky weapons carried by sneaky people.
And for your peace of mind, slip a brace of pistols and a box of cartridges into my bag as you pack.
We're going?
I smell the possibility of an exciting weekend.
Hurry, Roundtree.
Ready, Governor.
Good morning, sir. Inspector Maitland. May a hard-working actor not leave London without being harassed by the police?
Of course, sir.
That's a fair bit of luggage you've got there, sir.
An actor must have his props.
May I ask where you're off to, sir?
I have an engagement in the country.
A title, gentlemen, in Cornwall.
It's rather sudden, isn't it?
Within the last half hour.
It's not like you to leave London, sir.
My theatre is closed. An actor must go where his audience is. You must excuse me, Inspector. My driver is waiting and I have a train to catch.
I'd like a word with you first, sir.
I am in a hurry.
Yeah, did you talk to him?
I am an actor,
gentlemen.
He's not
interested, especially
nowadays. I confine my performance exclusively to the stage. Richard Mace Narc is dead.
We wouldn't bother you if it wasn't important, sir.
You're too late, Inspector. I'm already booked. And I'm about to leave for Paddington Station.
Your hip flask, Roundtree. Why didn't you tell me that Maitland would be skulking outside my theatre like a whore?
I didn't know, Governor, honest.
Wretched man. Why does he come to me with his problems?
He's desperate, Governor.
So am I. But do I go to him and I have problems interpreting a part? Do I cry on his solo and I cannot remember my words?
No, Governor.
The police are there to solve crimes, not dole out their problems like some school examiner. Where's your hip flask?
Back to the yard, sir.
Why not? No point standing around here.
The fog's coming down again.
Come on, Sergeant.
The mental agony that I've suffered this week. My emotional reserves are at their lowest.
You'll be able to have a bit of a rest this weekend.
A rest? It is a week of idleness that has drained me so. If Maitland had come at the beginning of the week, I probably would have helped him with his wretched little case. How I hate inactivity. This flask is empty.
There's another, Governor. Here you are.
I hate London today. Look at the weather. Is the fog never clear? Oh, it would be a pleasure to be in the country. To tramp over the moors and roll in the heather with a buxom wench. Roundtree.
Governor?
The driver of the cab behind.
What about him?
He's wearing a false beard.
What? How can you tell at this distance?
I've not been an actor for more years than I care to remember without being able to recognize a false beard at 50 yards.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Do you think he's following us?
I don't know. Can you see who's inside the cab?
No. The glass is too dirty. Let's go back to the theatre, Governor.
What? Stop whining.
I don't want to be shot at. Attacked by men with cudgels or sword sticks. I'm only a humble dresser. I'm not trained for this sort of thing.
There are only two people I would choose to have fighting at my side. Spartacus and you.
You save the soft soap for him, Governor. I prefer the quiet life.
Damn it. Cab's turned off. Look at its livery. That wasn't a registered Thomas Tilling cab. Fool that I am. Gaping out of the back window like some amateur sleuth. It was your fault making all that fuss.
He could have been following someone else. Or it could have been Marlin.
Hardly.
Why not?
He knows exactly where we're going.
Let's go home, Governor, before it's too late. I'd much rather fight your creditors.
It's already too late. Look what looms above us. Paddington Station.
I don't think I'm going to enjoy this weekend.
I hate trains. I feel trapped.
Now, they have corridors now. You can promenade up and down if you want. It's supposed to be very fashionable.
They don't want to be fashionable. Look at all that open space out there. Dirty brown countryside.
Oh, I think it looks rather nice.
Pull down the blind.
Well, it was you who wanted to tramp over the moors, roll in the heather with a buxom wench. I was happy in London.
The fantasy is always much more appealing than the reality. Pull down the blinds, I said, and put that revolver away.
I'm only cleaning it. Sort of life you need. You never know when you're going to need it. You wouldn't want it to jam.
It won't be needed on this journey. Light as a cigar. Is there anything to read?
I've got a copy of the Strand magazine.
Strand magazine? Surely you jest.
Good afternoon, sirs.
And who are you?
Your steward, sir.
Why should I need a steward?
I have a gift for you, sir.
For me?
You are Mr. Richard Mace.
Of course.
Compliments of the company, sir.
A bottle of brandy. What a civilized gesture. Give the man something, please.
What?
Oh, here you are.
Thank you very much, sir. We're honored to have such a distinguished personage traveling with us.
I nearly forgot.
A parcel for you, sir.
Oh, really?
It was handed to the guard as the train was leaving the station.
Thank you.
Will that be all, sir?
Yes, my man, and thank you very much. What a civilized way to travel.
Yeah, they'll probably ask you to endorse that line in some advertisement.
And why not? I would travel more frequently if this was the manner in which I would be treated.
Are you going to open your present?
Of course.
Is there a card?
No. I wonder what it can be. A gift from an admirer.
It looks like a shoebox.
So an admirer thinks I need a new pair of boots.
Well, aren't you going to open it?
I want to try and guess what's inside first. What do you think?
Don't know, Gov.
Cigars, perhaps.
Well, why not open it and find out?
Is there no romance in you, Roundtree? No. Why must you spoil these little moments for me? I've lost interest now. You open it here. Catch.
Well, it's your present. I don't want to open it.
Oh, stop behaving like a child and open
it. Behaving like a child.
Open it.
Oh, all right. Hey, there's a lot of string round it.
And pour me a glass of brandy.
Yeah, it's coming. Hey, your present started making a noise.
What? Is it a musical box?
No. It's chicken. Open the window, Gov.
What?
Out of the way!
Had you gone mad?
That parcel was chicken, Governor.
So? You've probably thrown away a perfectly good
clock. What? Oh, I didn't think of that.
What's the matter with you, Roundtree?
You were right again, Governor. It was a clock with a bomb attached to it.
There's a telegram from Mr. Mace, sir.
Well, I thought he was on his way to Cornwall.
He is, sir. Listen. An outrage which, fortunately, for the sake of the British theatre, failed dismally, was perpetrated against no less a personage than myself.
What happened?
An attempt was made to extinguish my life by the use of a bomb.
Good God.
If it wasn't for the speed, presence of mind, and quickness of limb of my faithful servant Roundtree, Mace would now be splattered all over England's green and fog-laden land.
That telegram must have cost a small fortune.
Yes, sir, there's more.
I'll read it on the way to the train.
Well, where are we going, sir?
Cornwall.
Well, we're here. Whatever that may be.
Oh, stop whining. Find a porter.
The station is deserted. No one else got up the train.
I did.
It's him, Governor.
Stay where you are, Mr. Marlin.
You're very fast with the mace. You've no need of your gun.
Drop your stick and raise your hands, Marlin.
Please, Mr. Mace.
Get your big toe as much as wriggle in your boot again, and you are a dead man.
I'm unarmed. You've nothing to fear.
I'm always cautious of men who carry swords in their canes. I could shoot you dead and plead self-defense. Drop your cane.
I was told you were shrewd. I've underestimated you.
Never ever underestimate actors and men who drink. And certainly never an actor who drinks.
Why are you so hostile?
Attempted murder never amuses me.
What?
A bomb was handed to me on the train, wrapped in blue paper. Your favorite color, by any chance?
I know nothing of this.
Why were you on the train?
To come here, of course.
And why didn't you travel with us?
I had only a second-class ticket.
I'm very angry, Marlin.
I was not responsible for the attempt on your life.
Is a coach coming, Governor?
That's to take us to the house. Should have been here when we arrived.
See how many men there are in the coach, Roundtree.
Right, Governor.
Might I make an observation, Mr. Mace?
As long as it is not critical. I'm only waiting for the smallest excuse to kill you.
If the bomb attempt had been successful, the train would hardly have arrived on time.
So?
So the coach, albeit a minute or two late, is here to meet a train arriving on schedule. You see my point?
I see you taking the fullest advantage of a very convenient coincidence.
I can only see a driver, Governor.
Good.
We could get the next train back to London. You've plenty of ammunition and brandy. We could hold out for hours in the waiting room.
Take my other revolver, Roundtree.
But, Governor...
I'm curious to see where Marlin wants to take us.
Let's get out while we can.
Don't worry, Roundtree. Marlin will look after us. If he doesn't, he will not live to deceive anyone else.
Oh, this bench is damned hard. I bet Mr. Raymond Roundtree didn't travel like this.
Be grateful you've got a seat.
Why are we going to Cornwall, sir, anyway?
Because that's where we'll find Caspar Gutwin.
No butler? And no one is to see you arrive.
So no one questions the box we're in when we leave.
Shut up, Roundtree. This way.
You haven't told me who your employer is.
He'll do that himself.
I reckon he enjoys all this secrecy, Governor.
I'm sure he does.
This is not a game, Mr. Mace.
No, I'm pleased to hear it. I'm a very bad loser.
Let's get out of here, Governor.
Where's your sense of adventure?
Gone back to London on the train. There could be a dozen armed men waiting for me in that room.
12 to 2, what odds are they?
Bloody great big ones.
Knock at the door, Marlin.
Who is it?
Marlin, sir.
Come in.
In we go. Come on, Marlin, Roundtree. Kill him if he as much as breathes.
What's the meaning of this?
Keep your hands where I can see them.
What's happening, Marlin?
Someone tried to kill Mr. Mace on the train here. He believes I was responsible.
Well, this is dreadful.
Precisely my sentiment.
Perhaps I should introduce you two gentlemen.
Please do.
This is Sir Robert Steelwell.
Eh?
Don't let the barrel of your revolver deviate one fraction from Marlin's head, Roundtree.
But Governor recorded in the newspapers he's dead.
Newspaper reports can be very unreliable. Take the review of my Lear. Ridiculous.
But this is different, Governor.
My credentials are in this drawer. They will prove who I am.
Well, take a look, Governor.
These documents are signed both by the Home Secretary and the Prime Minister. This is my letter of authority for the assignment.
Code name Pegasus.
How invigorating.
Is that the Queen's monogram?
It is.
Do you hear that, Governor?
I did.
The edited notepaper looks genuine enough, although I suppose the signatures could be anybody's.
I once received a letter from the Home Secretary, signed by his own fair hand. Are the initials all curly, almost frilly?
Yes, Governor.
And the ink purple?
Yes.
Then these gentlemen have either done their homework exceptionally well, or the documents are genuine.
Isn't it time somebody offered me a drink?
Perhaps you will do the honours, Marlin.
Of course.
Mine is a large brandy, please.
I'll have the same.
Now, Sir Robert, why are you allowing the press to spread lies about you? You are supposed to be dead.
My poor secretary was murdered in my place. He was on an errand for me. We are of a similar build. I assume they mistook him for me.
Why should anyone want to kill you?
They didn't. They wanted information. When they found they had the wrong man, they killed him.
It still doesn't explain why you are pretending to be dead.
It's an attempt to cause confusion.
You're being very successful.
But not, alas, with the right people. They seem to know our every move.
And who are they?
We don't know yet.
You mean a gang of crooks have got Her Majesty's government on the run?
Not quite.
But almost.
What a shambles. Why was I not told all this in London, and why come to me at all?
I'll explain in a moment. Do you know what that is?
A photograph.
But of what?
Looks like a teardrop with a fin.
It's a dirigible.
Aye?
Yes, sir.
But this is like no other dirigible, eh, Marlin? It's a revolution in flying. At last we have a practical unit of propulsion. The airship in that photograph is capable of cruising at speeds of up to 30 miles per hour.
Impossible.
No, no, Mr. Mace. A fact. A fact made possible by a revolution in engine development. It's top secret.
Can we leave now, Governor? I don't want to hear any more secrets.
And what is more, the dirigible can be steered. No more relying on the caprice of the wind. Think of the military significance of such a machine, Mr. Mace. The transportation of men and artillery. Safe, speedy journeys over the enemy's lines. Rapid transportation of ammunition and supplies. Reconnaissance. Even aerial bombing. Our troops would be supreme on any battlefield.
If we have built the ultimate deterrent, why do we still have problems?
There is only one prototype. And on the ground, it is still very vulnerable.
We're surrounded with hundreds of troops.
The project is secret, Mr. Mace.
We also have a more practicable proposition. The dirigible is to be moved to a new hiding place.
When?
This weekend.
You don't expect us to fly in it?
Of course not.
Then how do we fit into all this? Airship shifting is hardly in my line.
Your part would be vital.
Elucidate.
This house is being watched.
Oh, dear.
Before the dirigible can be moved, I must deliver the coordinates of its new hiding place to the navigator. But I am here, and the airship is out on the moor. My problem is to reach it without detection. That's where you come in.
The plot may thicken, but my part still remains obscure.
Your genius at disguise is not unknown to us. Nor your work with the Metropolitan Police.
That was a long time ago.
My plan is very simple. You will remain here disguised as me.
Hmm?
You will allow yourself to be seen at the windows of the house, wandering about the grounds. While all eyes are upon you, I can slip away unnoticed.
Let's go, Governor.
I think you're right, Roundtree. A more ridiculous, incredible, imbecilic, infantile plan I've yet to hear. I had no desire to meet the same fate as your secretary.
You would be perfectly safe in the house.
From a bomb? A high-powered rifle? Come on, Governor.
Why isn't the Secret Service involved?
It is.
You?
Yes.
And that explains a lot.
There would be no danger, Mr. Mace. I would be gone but a few hours.
The last train leaves soon.
Wouldn't it be much simpler to send Marlin with the coordinates?
My instructions are explicit. The coordinates are to be given to no one but the navigator of the dirigible.
You're tying your own hands.
I have my orders.
And so you concoct the most bizarre of plans to carry them out. Oh, for God's sake, man, call out the police or the army. Supply yourself with a troop of armed men. You'll have no problem in reaching your airship.
No, the risk would be too great. A large body of men is too easily infiltrated by a saboteur.
Yes?
There's a telegram for Mr. Mace, sir.
Get it, Marlin. Who knows you're here?
It's probably Inspector Maitland. I telegraphed him after the bomb outrage on the train. Another reason why I should have been told of your plan in London.
Who else have you told?
Does it matter? My telegram, please. Thank you. It is from Inspector Maitland and Sergeant Bound. They're on their way here.
Do you know these men, Marlin?
I know of them, sir. As they go, competent policemen.
The finest detectives Scotland Yard have.
It would be nice to have a couple of friendly faces around.
Yes, indeed.
When do they expect to arrive?
Judging from when this telegram was sent, I would say within the next half hour. Don't you think it would be a nice gesture if you sent your coach to collect them?
They'll be handy, mate, to have around.
I will retire now. You have prepared a room for me.
But, yes.
Good. I'll wait for them there. Have a bottle of brandy sent up, please. Come, Roundtree.
Who is it?
Your brandy, sir.
Excellent. Place it down there.
Very good, sir. Will there be anything else?
I don't think so.
Thank you, sir.
My carpet bag, Roundtree.
Right now, are we off?
I am for a look around.
Governor,
I don't like faceless enemies.
You said we were going back to London.
I've changed my mind.
You can't go out there. You don't even know what to look for.
I do.
Men in city suits. I don't think you should, Governor. These men are killers.
I'm paid to perform.
You were tricked. You expected to perform recitations. Hamlet's death scene, King Lear, a few dirty limericks.
Well, instead I shall improvise. Good training for an actor.
Don't go, Governor. At least wait for Inspector Mayton.
Isn't time. I shall be all right. I have my revolver.
And that won't be much good if you stab me in the back.
They first have to get behind me.
As you don't know what they look like, that won't be too difficult.
But will they recognize me? Who could suspect the clergy of damnable deeds?
Just about everyone. You've used that disguise before.
Never in Cornwall.
These crooks aren't from around here.
Well, that's too bad. I never use new material in the provinces.
You've no idea how many of them there are. I'm scared for you, Governor.
I shall die an old man, Roundtree, never fear.
I'll come with you.
I need you here, my friend. Somebody that I can trust to advise Maitland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there. What do I look like?
You're awful.
Encourage me, Roundtree. I'm a buccaneer, an adventurer, a poet, a dreamer of great dreams.
Use your stairs, Governor. You'll break your neck going down a train pipe.
Wish me luck. I am gone.
Come back, Governor. Governor! There's someone at the door. Governor, come back. Oh, dear. Yes?
Inspector Maitland has arrived.
Go away. The Governor's resting.
He hasn't time to rest. Wake him at once.
I can't. The Governor's in one of his moods. He'll be very annoyed.
Open the door.
Come on, Roundtree. Mr. Mace will understand.
Go away.
It wasn't locked.
No, I have a trusting nature. Anyway, only a bunch of bullies would have charged in uninvited.
Where is Mr. Mace? Where's he gone?
Out.
Not boozing.
No. He's in one of his Sir Galahad moods. He's got to find the enemy.
Why didn't he wait for us?
You know the Gov.
Is he disguised?
Yes. As a clergyman.
Is the man mad? He could ruin everything.
Perhaps we should go after him, sir.
I think not, son.
Well, the Governor could be in terrible danger.
Perhaps. But he's also causing the very diversion we need. While the gang's out chasing Mr. Mace, we can leave discreetly for the airship site.
Will we be able to take off in this wind?
Oh, I'm sure, sir. The pilot's very competent.
Well, what about the Governor? What if they catch him?
He must look after himself.
Well, what have we got here?
Good evening, my son. A damnable night.
I wouldn't know about that.
You take my word, my child. My inspiration is divine.
Here, you just come from that house?
I have. On a mission of mercy.
We've got a friend who'd like to have a word with you.
Oh, really?
Yes. Grab him. Right.
Gently, my children. I damage easily.
Get in, man. It's freezing.
I can't go and leave the Governor.
Maitland and Bound will have to look for him later.
Mr. Mace can look after himself, Roundtree. He's a tough old bird.
He doesn't even know who he's looking for, and he could get himself into all sorts of trouble.
Get in. We haven't got time to waste.
And what torturing?
Only if they catch him.
I can't leave it.
Stop him, Marlin.
Right, sir. I wouldn't do that if I were you, sir.
We need all the help we can get.
Oh, let him go, sir. Roundtree is much of a fighting man. He wouldn't be much use to us.
All right. Drive on! The West
Road! Honey! Ah, Mr. Mace, by Jove. Sit down, sir. Allow me to introduce myself, Professor Gutman.
You are mistaken, sir. My name is Rigby, the Reverend Rigby.
I am rarely mistaken, sir. Please sit down.
Well,
if you don't mind me saying so, Mr. Mace, you're losing your touch. By Jove, you are. Your shoes, sir. Indeed, look at them. Handmade, the very finest leather. What clergyman can afford such shoes? Oh, please, Mr. Mace.
They were a present from a rich uncle.
A neat parry, sir, but not good enough.
You're right. There's no further need for deception.
Thank you, Mr. Mace. I admire a man who knows when to give in, indeed.
Don't flatter yourself too much, sir. I allowed myself to be captured.
Be a fair loser, sir. You were outwitted. I knew as soon as I heard you were involved in this case you'd try something bold. I simply had to wait.
My purpose was to find you. It took me precisely 5 minutes.
You are a card, sir. By Jove, you are. I like a man with a sense of humor. By Jove, I do. Within 5 minutes, you are my prisoner, and you still claim the victory. A man after my own heart. A drink, sir? Oh, silly of me to ask. Your consumption is renowned. Brandy. You'll enjoy this. It's an excellent vintage. 70 years old.
I'm obviously on the wrong side.
Oh, by Jove, sir, I think you're right. I really do. Now, feel free to join me any time you wish. Tell me, Mr. Mace, how do you manage to remain so slim and yet drink like a proverbial fish? I'm greatly impressed.
I maintain a Byronic diet.
Oh, I am the same, sir. But look at my size.
I also burn up a great deal of nervous energy.
Oh, indeed. You're an interesting man, sir. I like you. By Jove, I do. Very much.
Good.
Should I have to kill you? Please don't take it personally. Oh, yes, indeed. It would simply be business.
And what is your business?
Simplicity itself. I once held the chair of logic at one of Europe's most renowned universities. Now I organize crime. A logical extension, so to speak. You see, I like you. I am prepared to be honest with you. I would be likewise with few other men.
Whom are you working for?
Please, sir, there are certain little confidences one doesn't tell even to one's closest friends. You understand, of course. Especially as you have yet to tell me anything. We must be fair. Do you not agree?
You only want to know one thing of me.
Indeed, and what is that, sir?
How I keep so slim.
Oh, by Jove, you are a card, sir. Indeed you are. But even I tire of humor. You are aware of what I wish to know. The airship. Where is it?
I don't know.
Correct me if I'm wrong, as I'm sure you will, sir. But are you not involved in the plan to move it?
There is a plan, but a plan contrived by a fool.
And what is your part in this foolish plan?
None. I consider the plan much too ridiculous to become involved.
Indeed.
Surely it wouldn't be so difficult to find the ship for yourselves. I'm told it's a very large object. There can't be many places to hide it.
My men are looking for it, of course. But there are many disused quarries on the moor. It isn't as difficult as you might think to hide something no one is supposed to know anything about.
Professor, they're on the move. They've left the house.
Why aren't you following them?
Scrawn is. He's blazing a trail.
Sir Robert has obviously panicked, Mr. Mace.
A man of little nerve.
Shall I kill Mr. Mace, sir?
Indeed, no. He may accompany us. I wish him to study my methods. He'll make an interesting critic, I do believe. My carriage. Harry man!
What's happening?
What's happening, driver?
The lead oar, sir. Something's the matter with its foot.
Well, drive on, man.
Can't risk it, sir. If we lose it, we could lose the whole team.
Better not take the risk, sir.
We haven't far to go.
I'm sure we'll make it, sir.
That's all very well. Every moment
it's all right. It's just a stone. We'll be on the move in a couple of minutes.
I must confess that this is an incredible machine.
Oh, something with a little flair, by Jove. Designed and built by Sir Goldsworth Gurney himself.
I thought steam carriages had become obsolete.
Oh, indeed, no. Never stood a chance in the birthplace. Horse-drawn interest was too strong. Observe the modification to cope with soft ground. Broad spiked wheels. A winch on the front to pull us out of any danger.
It's certainly a very comfortable machine.
You're a man of taste, sir.
Will we be able to catch Sir Robert in this?
Of course. This machine is capable of speeds up to 20 miles per hour. We'll catch them, never fear, sir.
This is an excellent cigar.
Havana, of course.
Tell me, Professor, were you responsible for the bomb business on the train?
Alas, I must confess I was, indeed so. Badly bungled, very badly bungled. My apologies, sir.
Why use a bomb?
Confusion. It's difficult to identify a man when he's in many pieces. Indeed, it is, sir.
A professional must be thorough, even if sometimes a little extreme.
A drink, Sergeant?
Thank you, sir. If I can get it down it without spilling too much.
Drinking on duty is strictly prohibited, Inspector.
So it is, sir. So it is. We always have a little drink before the fight starts.
Fight? What fight?
If you look out of the back window, you will catch a glimpse of a Othman.
What? See him, sir?
I do.
At the moment, it's only one man. He's probably a scout.
What should we do?
Sergeant Bound and I could take care of him. And certainly slow any others up a bit.
Are you armed?
We are, sir.
Well, if you go with the Marlin.
Oh, very good. No, sir. You'll need him. Driver! Slow down at the next bend.
What are you going to do with the airship? Can you fly it?
Indeed, no. But then I have no intention of trying.
Then what?
Destroy it. Blow it up. And a splendid spectacle, I'm sure it'll be, by Jove.
Why?
That's my commission, sir.
Why not steal it?
My client already has one.
Ah, another government?
Indeed, yes. Relations of our dear queen.
What? Oh,
sit down, sir. Enjoy the ride. View the whole thing as a family argument. A mere tip.
He's taking his time. Well, there's a very bright moon, sir. You think he saw his jump?
There. Now. There he is. And he's still alone.
Now, he stopped. Do you think he heard us?
Look. He's tied something to a bush. He's blazing a trail. Come on, me bound.
Right, sir.
You down there. Halt. Raise your hands. Yeah, get him bound. Yeah, well, your shooting was a bit off.
Well, I hit him, sir.
And the horse, too.
What's that noise?
The airship.
No, wrong direction.
It's a steam engine and travelling at speed.
Quick, take cover. They'll see that mess in the rotor.
Too late to worry about that now. How many rounds left?
At 12. Fire two.
Why have you got 12? Let's hope it's enough.
It's a big coach. I wonder where they got it from.
God knows.
What's that hanging on the side of the carriage? It's a man.
It's Roundtree.
What's he doing, the idiot?
There's only one man Roundtree'd suffer so much discomfort for.
Mr. Ed.
Exactly, and I bet my pension is in that carriage.
I was slowing down. Driver, I was slowing down.
There's something in the road.
What?
Looks like a dead horse.
Drive on.
Can't get by, sir.
Sit very still, Mr. Mace. It'll be a great pity to have to kill you.
Yes, Grawn, Professor, by the oars.
Lying down on the job again.
Where's Roundtree gone?
He's chopped down by that bush.
I see him.
What are we going to do then, sir?
Wait and see what happens. What Roundtree does. We don't want to muck it up for him.
The coach door's opening, sir. Head down.
Oh, but it's dark out there, Professor.
The horse must be moved. Hurry, man.
Here, take my cigar to light your way.
The bloke by the driver's got a shotgun, sir. If there's any trouble, he's mine.
You're welcome to him.
What are the fools doing? Hurry yourselves!
Be so close, Professor, and lose all.
Be quiet, sir.
May I show you?
Yes, what?
A trick taught to me by a Chinese friend. Struggle and I will break your neck. Now.
Governor!
Bertie, where did you come from?
Shh. He's a gun, Governor. Is he the villain?
The arch-villain.
Have you killed him?
Not yet.
They're making everywhere around, moving that horse.
Perhaps you'd like to go down and help them, sir.
Well, sir, I mean, a rope round the horse and that engine would soon pull it out of the way. I don't know what the criminal class is coming to.
Where's Roundtree gone?
Climbed into the carriage. I've never seen him move so fast.
Let's hope he's free, Mr. Mason, not got himself into more trouble. Come on, let's get a bit closer.
How many men on the box?
The driver and a guard.
And the two moving the horse. Which pair do you want?
The guard on the box has got a shotgun.
He's mine.
What about Sleeping Beauty here?
The Gutman, he'll be all right for a while. You know, he smokes an excellent cigar. He must get the box when we return to London.
If we return, Governor.
Oh, careful, Sergeant. They won't hear us in this wind, sir.
Who's he firing at?
Not there, Governor. Two men, see?
Mm-hmm. This is becoming most confusing.
Are you all right, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
God knows how he missed us.
He didn't entirely, sir. My left leg feels distinct uncomfortable.
He's firing blind now. That missed us by a mile.
But those two by the oars can see us.
We can only assume the two men being fired at are on our side.
Do you think that's wise, Governor?
One must have a little faith occasionally, Roundtree. It could be Inspector Maitland.
What do we do?
Help them out.
Did you hit anything?
Yes, my head on this stupid little ledge.
I've got to get the fellow with the shotgun. If he gets our range, we're dead.
Really, Roundtree, keep those men by the horse occupied.
Keep firing, Roundtree.
I can't see anyone to shoot at.
There. Brilliant, Roundtree. Who needs Spartacus when I have you?
What's happening, Professor?
The voice pipe, Roundtree.
Here you are, Gunner.
You up there. Professor Gutman is my prisoner. Throw down your gun. I said throw down your gun.
Oh, that was meant for us, Governor. Seems you didn't use enough authority in your voice.
Rapid fire, Roundtree. The second lad by the horse has shown himself.
Oh, Mr. Raymond Roundtree, you're in cracking form, sir.
Oh, keep down, Sergeant, keep down.
I wonder how much ammunition the shotgun's got.
I don't know, but we can't make plans on the hypothesis that he's running out.
He can take us here indefinitely. Why does a Maitland do something?
I can only assume that he's not in a position to do so.
And that penitent won't last much longer.
But long enough, Leddy.
What do you got in mind?
How long is it taking our friend out there to reload?
I don't know. A few seconds, I suppose.
And how long will it take you to scramble out of the coach and shoot him dead?
Oh, no, Governor. I'm not going out there. That's a big gun he's got. He'd blow me to pieces.
Would you rather that I went and risk the British public losing its greatest actor?
No, Gov. We are both going to sit tight. Wait for Maitland to do something.
And die of boredom. If you won't go, I must.
No, Governor.
Your hip flask, Roundtree.
We must get closer, sir.
Not with that leg, Sergeant.
That carriage will be off in a minute. I've got to get that shotgun.
If you stick your head up on that rock, he'll blow you to pieces.
I'll take the chance, sir.
All right. I'll back you up, fool that I am.
Steady on, Governor. You've had enough to drink.
Should I fail in my task, this will save the embalmer work.
If he hits you with both barrels, there won't be much left to embalm.
I am invincible. It also takes him a slow count of five to reload.
That's really slow, Governor. You die of old age waiting.
You are there. This is your last chance to surrender.
Forget this crazy idea. You'll never hit him.
I shall move with the speed of light, shoot with the eye of an eagle.
And dive with as much grace as a squashed fly.
This is your last chance. Here I go.
Oh, God almighty. That jump was much further than I thought.
Very badly mistimed, Mr. Mace.
So is he.
That's what you get for sending an actor to do a man's job. Your last encore, sir. Goodbye.
Governor! Governor! Are you all right, Governor?
Yes, Roundtree.
Oh, I couldn't look. I thought you were a goner.
So did I. Your hip flask.
Here you are, Governor. You deserve it.
Oh, I could do with a mouthful of that.
Sergeant Band. Inspector Maitland.
Glad to see you're still in one piece, sir.
And to whom do I owe my life?
A lucky bullet, sir.
I shall forever be in your debt, Sergeant.
Pity we hit the driver as well.
Have you noticed? The wind's dropped.
The tempest recedes when justice rides forth, brandishing the sword of retribution.
Is that Shakespeare, sir?
And the faintest idea.
Ah, the governor makes up all his own lines, even when they're supposed to be Shakespeare's.
You ill abuse an old thespian.
What's that?
A steam engine.
Who's driving it?
Professor Gutman, the arch villain himself. You are wasting your ammunition, Sergeant. Men like Gutman don't get killed escaping. It isn't his style.
Well, at least we've smashed his organization.
I doubt it, Sergeant.
Sir?
Professor Gutman is not a small-time criminal. The men we have killed this evening are only too easily replaced. I fear we have done little more than delay him.
At least the airship's safe.
For the time being.
You think Gutman will try again?
Undoubtedly. Next time he may succeed.
Shouldn't we go after him, sir?
On foot? You with a wounded leg?
We can't just let him get away.
We have no choice at the moment. But don't fret, Sergeant. We have not heard the last of Caspar Gutman.
Look, sir. The airship's taken off.
Feast your eyes, gentlemen. It is for that sight we have all worked this evening.
It's so big.
It is the future, gentlemen. And may we not live to regret this night's work, Rantry.
Governor.
Is there anything left in the hip flask?
Enough for a mouthful each.
Splendid. Then let us imbibe, for we must bustle. London is a long walk, gentlemen.
That was Pegasus by Eric Saward. And in it you heard Geoffrey Matthews, Leonard Fenton, William Edel, John Baddeley, Ronald Herdman, Ralph Lawton, George Woolley, Jack Holloway, Simon Carter, and Lawrence Rue. It was produced by Roger Pine.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
And you are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That will do for our show for this evening. Coming up in a moment, we'll have Canada Post Rock with John.